Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making something that feels very DNB, very jungle, and very alive, a tape dust transition carve in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about throwing a riser before a drop. We're building a transition tool out of our own audio, so the movement, the dirt, and the groove all come from the track itself. That's the key idea here. If your transition is printed from your own drums, bass, and texture, it automatically belongs in the arrangement. It doesn't feel pasted on. It feels authored. The vibe we're chasing is that lived-in, ripped-up, late-night old-school energy. Think smudged tape, chopped break fragments, reverse swells, tiny delays, and dusty little moments that help the arrangement move forward without killing the pocket. So let's build this step-by-step. First, create a dedicated audio track and name it something like Resample Tape Dust. Set its input to resampling, or route your drum bus, bass bus, or even the master pre-fader if you want to capture more of the full picture. For this workflow, the best starting point is usually a musical moment, not a single isolated sound. We want motion. We want transience. We want something that already feels like the tune is doing something. Good source material for this kind of transition is a drum break with ghost notes, a restab, a bass fill, a vocal chop, or a short texture leading into a drop. Record 1 to 4 bars of that section. Don't aim for perfect here. In fact, a little mess is useful. The slight instability is part of what makes it feel like tape dust instead of a clean digital effect. If you want to shape the character before you even print the audio, you can put a simple device chain on the resample track first. A strong stock setup is auto filter, saturator, and utility. You can low pass the source around 6 to 10 kHz if you want that dulled, tape-like feel, or bandpass it if you want the transition to live more in the mid-range grit zone. Add a few dB of saturation and keep the width sensible. You can even record 2 versions, one cleaner pass for editing, and one dirtier pass for the final texture layer. And here's a very useful teacher tip. If your arrangement already has sidechain pumping or dynamic movement, let that get captured too. That pulse can become part of the transition. It helps the car feel glued to the track instead of floating above it. Once you've printed the resample, drag it into a new audio track or into Simpler if you want more performance style control. For this lesson, the easiest approach is to slice the audio by transient or by rhythmic divisions like 1/16th notes. For jungle and old school style edits, transient slicing is great for breaks, and smaller rhythmic slices work really well for noisy bass stabs and atmospheres. Now build a small phrase from maybe 4 to 12 slices. You're not trying to create a full breakdown here. You're designing a transition gesture. A really strong combo might be one reversed slice, one or two short dusty hits, one smeared tail, and then one final impact or filtered burst. That's enough to create a recognizable DJ tool moment. A practical move here is to give each slice a tiny fade, just a few milliseconds, so you avoid clicks. If the slices are dense, a little subtle crossfade between clips helps too. That attention to detail is what makes the edit sound intentional instead of chopped by accident. Now let's bring in the tape movement. Take the longer slices and experiment with warp modes. Complex Pro is great for tonal stuff and atmosphere. Beats is usually better if you want to keep the transient punch from a break fragment. And if you want that classic pitch and speed character, Repitch can sound fantastic, especially for more tape-like instability. This is where the dust starts to appear. Reverse a few slices and place them just before the downbeat. Use them like pre-impact swells or tiny suck-in motions. A reversed quarter note or half-bar slice stretched over the last beat before the drop can sound amazing. You can even pitch the reversed slice down a semitone or two to make the pull darker, then pitch the final hit up slightly for lift. Small timing shifts of just a few milliseconds also help the movement feel human and less gridlocked. The goal is to make it sound printed, not sterile. We want the impression that the transition has been run through a worn machine, not assembled from pristine parts. Now we'll turn that sliced material into the actual carve. Group the slices or put them into an audio effect rack and name it Tape Dust Carve. A very solid stock chain here is EQ8, Saturator, Redux, Echo, and Utility. Start by high-passing the carve, usually somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz, so you're not fighting the kick and sub. If there's harshness around the upper mids, notch it a little. Add a bit of saturation for glue. Then use Redux to reduce the sample rate or bit depth for that broken digital tape feel. After that, Echo with a short sync delay and very low feedback can create a tiny smear behind the fragments. Finally, Utility can handle the fade out. One really good trick is to alternate echo feedback very briefly on the last slice, then cut it off. That creates a momentary tail that feels like the audio is trailing behind the transition. Very small move, big effect. If you want this to be reusable, map a few macros. For example, one macro could control dust amount by linking Redux and Saturator. Another could control fade by linking utility gain and echo dry slash wet. Another could darken the tone by adjusting filter cutoff or EQ. That turns the whole thing into a performance tool for arrangement decisions, not just a static effect. Now, very important, carve around the phrase, not inside it. DNB transitions work best when they respect the bar structure. Put your carve in the last one or two bars before a drop, or over the turnaround between two 8-bar sections. For example, you might have full drums and bass for 6 bars, then drop out the sub for bars 7 and 8. Let the break and midrange breathe, and introduce the tape dust carve on the last two beats before the next section. Then on bar 9, hit the new drop cleanly. That's how you make the transition functional. It has to help the next section arrive. It shouldn't smother the impact. If you're making this for DJ tools or outro use, keep the kick and snare pulse alive while fading the bass first. Let the tape dust layer become the last audible motion before the mix out. That way, the section dissolves naturally instead of just dying out. To keep it sounding like DNB and not random effects, anchor the carve to drum logic. Add something that feels rhythmic inside it. A chopped amen ghost note, a tiny snare flam, a filtered hat burst, or a kickless break fragment with strong top-end texture. You can also layer a noise burst or a reverse cymbal derived from your own drum bus resample. The point is to keep some sense of breakbeat phrasing in the transition. And here's another practical detail. If the groove feels stiff, nudge some slices late by 10 to 20 milliseconds. That little drag can make the whole thing feel more human and more jungle without destroying the pocket. As you mix it, remember that the transition should support the arrangement, not compete with the main drums and bass. High pass the layer aggressively. Keep the low end out. If the stereo image gets too wide, narrow it. A good transition carve often works best with the low mid core fairly centered and the dustiness living more in the top end and ambience. If the carve only sounds good when it's loud, that's a clue it may be too dependent on texture and not strong enough as a structural tool. A quick way to test it: mute the carve. If the section still makes musical sense, the carve is doing its job. If the whole arrangement collapses, is carrying too much weight, let's talk about common mistakes for a second, because these come up a lot. First, don't overload the low end. That's the fastest way to turn a transition layer into mod. High pass it and protect the sub. Second, don't use generic risers that ignore the groove. In this style, resampling your own material is what makes it believable. Third, don't make it too clean. A little bit of degradation is the point. Saturation, redux, subtle warping instability, and tiny pitch shifts all help. Fourth, don't let the transition cover the drop impact. Pull it down right before the downbeat and let the next section breathe. And fifth, don't overcomplicate it with too many random slices. Phrase awareness matters. Build the carve in one bar or two bar logic so it lands musically. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, there are a few really strong variations. You can resample the bass line with distortion already baked in, then carve only the upper harmonics for a gritty pre-drop haze. You can use very short echo settings to create a ghost room behind the transition. You can layer a reversed amen fragment under the dust for instant old-school credibility. Or you can make the whole thing more industrial by putting Redux before Saturator for that broken digital tape character. For neural-leaning material, a really useful move is to resample a short bass stab, distort it into texture, and use that as the transition source instead of broad noise. That keeps the carve connected to the original sound design. Here's a great mini practice exercise you can do right away. Pick an 8-bar DNB loop with drums, bass, and one texture. Resample bars 7 and 8. Slice the result into 6 to 10 fragments. Build a 1-bar transition that includes one reverse slice, one filter dust tail, and one short impact or break fragment. Process it with EQ, Saturator, and Redux. High pass it above 150 Hz. Then place it before a drop or a switch-up. Make one version cleaner and more musical and another version darker and more degraded. Compare them and choose the one that best supports the vibe. If you want to take it even further, build a small family of these tools. A clean version for busy sections, a dirty version for breakdowns and drops, and a minimal version for DJ-friendly mixing. That gives you options across the whole tune and makes that arrangement feel much more authored. So the big takeaway is this. Tape dust transitions are about resampling your own DNB material and carving it into functional DJ tools with character. Capture something with movement. Slice it with phrase awareness. Add reverse motion, saturation, reduction, and a touch of instability. Keep the low end clear, and place the carve so it supports the flow of the arrangement. If it sounds like part of the tune and still leaves space for the drop, you've nailed it. Now go print some dust, carve the phrase, and make that transition feel like it came straight out of a worn cassette in a dark room at 2 a.m.